This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another round of conversation here on the DJ V Show. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Nice to have everybody focused. You're focused, Jennifer, right? You're on the money?
Yes.
You're
laser sharp,
money.
Baby.
All right. Well, let's see how sharp you really are.
Well, of course, we have a lot of people jockeying for position to take over for, well, to upset President Trump in his bid for re-election for president in 2020, right? Some people, I predict that there will be over 20 candidates on the Democratic side running against President Trump. I also think that there will be someone from the Republican Party trying to primary President Trump. In some of the circles, I've actually heard people throw out the number 40 in terms of how many candidates there could be on the Democratic side.
I'm moving to another country then.
I know. I'm so over it. I'll move
if you are, if you're a Republican like me and we get 40 candidates, just keep the popcorn going. Get a popcorn machine and just sit down and watch. Because I remember as a Republican in 2016, 17 candidates seemed like a circus. But we'll see. We'll see if it's that big.
It wasn't fun for Democrats when there were that many Republican candidates. So I'm not sure it'll be fun for you either.
Oh, you guys used to love it. I would remember getting trolled like crazy on Twitter with all the some of the weirdos on the stage. There's fun to be had. It's okay. Depends on what your type of fun is. In any case, a lot of those people that are considering to run, including Kamala Harris, who is said to launch her bid on Martin Luther King Day, that is all but done. They're in the Senate, right? They get into the Senate. That's the stepping stone to the White House. So there's a brand new survey out from Morning Consult, and they actually rank the popularity of the United States senators from 1 to 100. Now, I thought it might be fun because I think there's, I think you guys can do this. Any guess as to who the most popular senator in this country is?
Bernie Sanders.
No.
Well, just based on his based on his social media following and how many young kids love him, that's who I would guess.
What do you think, Doug?
Probably a Republican. I'm trying to think of where there is a.
This is most popular based on what, Jen? Like, most popular in terms of...
Somebody asked, this is the, as the 115th Congress comes to a close, so this is not the, the newly elected senators that are in there, the few that have kind of changed position. This is last year, 2018, most popular senator just across the board for Democrats, Republicans, Independents, no party preference.
No party preference. I can't find in my mind somebody who I think is that popular when you consider they have a 9% approval rating across the board.
Right. All right, well, I'm going to end your misery. Victoria was absolutely right, actually. Bernie Sanders is America's most popular senator, with 64% of voters in his state approving of him. And, of course, this matters because he is considering a run for the presidency once again in 2020. Although I've heard scuttlebutt from kind of the inside politics circles that the Democratic Party is actually rallying really hard on Bernie Sanders, trying to pressure him not to run this time around because they see him as the spoiler for Hillary Clinton last time, which I think is kind of bizarre. You know, first it's Russia, then it's Bernie Sanders. Like, Hillary Clinton lost. She's a big girl. She did it.
She made her own campaign mistakes. Yeah.
She came short. She fell short. And I think to continue to look for excuses as to why she lost, well, you know, look at it, look inside the campaign and where she chose to campaign. So Bernie Sanders getting a lot of heat, but he is number one on the list of most popular senators, followed by Patrick Leahy from Vermont. He has a 62% approval rating.
So both the Vermont senators are very popular.
And both, you know, Democrat, obviously they consider Bernie Sanders to be an independent. The most popular Republican
is from
Wyoming.
Leahy is not a left-wing nutbird either. He's actually pretty reasonable.
He flirts with it. In Wyoming, John
flirts
Barroso.
Flirts with reasonableness or flirts with being a left-winger?
John Barroso is the Republican senator from Wyoming. He comes in third on the list. And John Thune from South Dakota, and it's just fun to say his name. He's a Republican.
Thune
is number four on the list. Amy Klobuchar, who is considering a run for president, is number six on the list. That's also of note. Now, the
Never
least
even heard
popular,
of her. Where is she? Where is she from?
Oh, you know Amy Klobuchar. She's from Minnesota. She's the one that actually engaged Brett Kavanaugh in the very famous I Like Beer conversation during his...
Fleeting fame.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, it wasn't her fault. He was pretty dismissive of her. That went around the internet.
She's considering a run for the presidency, so it's not too bad. Now, Mitch McConnell was the least popular on the list for many years. They do this poll every single year, right? They do all these rankings, and they do them based on registered voters and approval ratings in every state where these senators are sitting. Amy Klobuchar has really moved up the list over the past year. 51% of Massachusetts voters like Elizabeth Warren, so that kind of puts her in the center of the list. She's not in the top 10, however. She didn't make it that far. So least popular was Mitch McConnell and has been for a long time, and that's understandable because not only do they measure his rankings in his home state, but people know Mitch McConnell, and I think he has the face kind of the Senate,
and
that
Harry,
tends to
what's
make you less
face?
Popular. Harry
from,
Reid.
Yeah, he was another one, an old fossil. Well, he was never popular either in that
There's a new late finisher to the bottom of the list. So somebody dethroned Mitch McConnell for least popular senator. And I won't make you guys guess, but it is a Republican, and he is no longer serving in the Senate, and his name is Jeff Flake from Arizona.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a
He's
big deal.
He's planning on a run? He was thinking about a run, too, wasn't he?
That's a big deal for what I just said, because I believe that someone in the Republican Party will probably run against President Trump. And a lot of people have been eyeing Jeff Flake as that person. I've never thought it was him, because I don't think his name recognition across the country is high enough. And I also don't think he has enough respect within his own Republican Party to make any waves. John Kasich, I think, will be the one that will ultimately probably challenge President Trump. Mm. And because we know he has
He'll
no shame.
He'll have some legs.
I don't think so. Trump's got a 89% approval rating with the Republican Party. 89%. That's the highest in history for any president. So,
if Trump had been smarter, he would have chosen Kasich as his running mate.
I disagree. I don't think you need someone like Kasich, because he doesn't. As much as Kasich was kind of popular in his own state of Ohio, I think there was more appeal to someone like Mike Pence, who could guarantee the Christian far right part of the Republican Party that Trump wasn't going to be too moderate. Right? They needed someone to bolster Trump's conservative bona fides, and that wouldn't have been John Kasich. That was Mike Pence. So in any case, I just thought it was kind of interesting to see who's trending upwards and downwards. So keep an eye out on Klobuchar, because she's moving up that list. I would imagine she's going to be one of the female Democratic candidates that will throw their hat in, which could be a pretty crowded field at this point.
All right. That's interesting for us to think about anyway. The best stories of the day here on the DJV program, continuing with a focus on what happened at sea this week after these words.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we're doing a...
go for it.
A Prevagen. Right, that's it. This portion of our fabulous DJV show is brought to you by Prevagen, the name to remember, available in stores everywhere. 18 after the hour on the DJV program. So, out to sea they went. The oasis of the seas left a couple of days ago. I think it was earlier. No, it was about a week ago, actually. Royal Caribbean says that the ship coming back to Port Canaveral early because 277 guests and crew members are sick.
Ugh.
And really sick. A really bad gastrointestinal illness has affected many people. There were 9,000 people. See, this is the problem. Folks keep looking at the big... Did you see the recent picture comparing this ship to the Titanic in terms of how big it is?
The Isn't Titanic like twice the size or something?
Twice the size. Look at, go Google that, the picture of these two ships together. The Titanic looks like a rowboat next
I've
to
been
ship.
On this boat. The one and only cruise I ever took was the Oasis of the Seas, and
yep.
It is so massive.
It's way too big.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
when you think about all those people and then all the germs at that stupid buffet, which I completely avoided, it's just, so gross.
It really is gross.
I know you like the buffet, Doug, but ugh.
Yeah, I do like buffets, but on these ships, man, somebody came to me a while ago and wanted me to do another one of these cruises, listener cruises. And fortunately, there's so much going on. Fortunately, I say I would like to do something like that, but the cruise thing just doesn't appeal to me anymore. I've done three or four of them, and I just doesn't make it for me.
Yeah, this is 5,400 passengers on this boat. It was and it feels just like a giant floating smelly casino filled with germs. That's what it felt like.
Smoking. Ugh.
Yes.
Latest round of trade talks between our country and China finished up this week on a positive note. Spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry didn't go into details, but say the meeting and its end resulting now good for the global economy. U.S. officials told reporters that the talks were good. Two countries have been back and forth with these tariffs on hundreds of items, billions of dollars. But apparently, there was after that 90-day truce, there are a number of things that will change the increases. I mean, we can rehash this till the cows come home. They haven't settled on anything yet, but it does look like they're making some progress. It's just not in everybody's best interest to have this kind of a fight going on. It's not in their best interest, not in our best interest. So hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, this thing gets straightened out sooner rather than later. 21 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Help me, information, get in touch with my Maria. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi.
Not the biggest Elvis story, but we've had a lot of focused conversation, aptly so, because this was this past week the anniversary of Elvis's birth 84 years ago. And I guess because of that and the highlighting of a lot of Elvis information, there's a special that's coming to television next month highlighting the 1968 concert. So in league with that, jewelry and clothing and other Elvis-related memorabilia have been sold at auction. The Elvis Presley Enterprises operation says the auction at the guest house in Graceland netted 600 G's. What would have been his 84th birthday was the day this took place. The guest house is a hotel located just steps from the home itself where Elvis lived. Graceland says a red velvet shirt worn likely on stage by Presley at a show in Tupelo in 1956, sold for $37,500. A gold and diamond ring that Presley wore on stage and gave to his father, sold for $30,000. A ring he gave to J.D. Sumner, one of his great pals, sold for $22,500. A winter jacket and a Love Me Tender theater lobby standee were also sold in the auction. I'm kind of wondering why they would be selling this stuff off instead of just putting it on display. It's not like they need the money. Last year, I think Elvis Presley Enterprises netted about $60 million that Lisa Marie and her mother share, but her mother's pretty tight because Lisa Marie's quite a spendthrift, so she didn't give her too much of it. Maybe holding on to it for the grandchild. But anyway, Priscilla manages all this and does a great job, but I just wonder why they're selling this stuff off. I don't have an answer to the question.
Well, Priscilla doesn't own the majority anymore. They sold the majority stake of Elvis Presley Enterprises, so that's that's another group that owns that. So she has part of it. I don't know. But she has part of the ownership, and part of it is still, I guess, Lisa Marie. But in those divorce filings earlier this year, we found out that Lisa Marie only gets a very small stipend, which is why she filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't.
She'll inherit a bunch, I bet. But
yeah, right. Probably. Okay, so that's the Elvis story, kind of concluding as we focus on a lot of this. Really, I think it's apt. It was appropriate this past week to have much attention toward him. All right, let's move to somebody who is kind of a contemporary of Elvis's. I think he's 10 years younger. Billy Joel is, what, 74, 75, something like that? Anybody know how old? No, 70. Next, he's 70.
Yeah,
70 this year. Okay, so Billy Joel performing at Camden Yards in Baltimore this summer. First concert to be held in the home ballpark of the Orioles since it opened up back in 92. It's interesting. I was working in Baltimore at the time, and I thought it was interesting. I was doing this program, but I was also doing some other stuff there. And I remember when it opened up. I remember what Baltimore looked like before and after. It's much cleaner. I actually, when you go into Camden Yards and that whole area downtown, Kara, of Baltimore, it's an attractive, appealing area. Probably the only one that I thought was cool in Baltimore back then. Anyway, so this is going to take place July 26th, the big concert. Tickets go on sale the 18th, which is next, Friday. Okay. Announcement came during a news conference in the warehouse adjacent to the ballpark. Won't be the first time Billy Joel has played in Baltimore. He was at the M&T Bank Stadium, home of the Ravens, in July of 2015. There are a lot of people excited about that. So good. Good luck. Billy Joel in the focus at 28 after here on the DJ.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some are calling it a miracle, as a 13-year-old girl who's been missing since October 15th has been found alive in a Wisconsin home, and a suspect's in custody. Authorities say 13-year-old Jamie Claus was found yesterday in the town of Gordon in the far southern part of Douglas County, Wisconsin. Officials not explaining the circumstances of how they found her, but they do have a news conference scheduled for later this morning. Still no end in sight to the partial federal government shutdown. Congress still deadlocked on the president's demand for funding for a border wall. He viewed the border yesterday in Texas and said,
"If you don't have a barrier, whether it's a steel barrier or a concrete wall, substantial and strong, you're never going to solve this problem. You're never going to solve it."
And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Favorite radio program. This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, turning it over to Victoria for this hour's Trender from her.
Well, we were sort of talking about this off the air, but lots of Jeff Bezos stories. This is going to go on and on and on, I think, as more stuff comes out. Turns out the way that his affair with Lauren Sanchez, who used to be on Extra and she was a Good Day LA co-host, the way that this got leaked out was he was on his some vacation with his wife, Mackenzie, in September. They were celebrating their anniversary. But apparently this affair had begun months and months earlier. And Lauren Sanchez, I guess, was bragging to a girlfriend or a friend. I don't know if it was a female or not. But to a friend, she forwarded some of the text messages from Jeff Bezos. And that person sold them out to the Inquirer. And so that's why we now know everything about their private life. And, you know, when you think about a guy who is the wealthiest man in the world, right? They're the wealthiest couple. $137 billion is what he's worth. And when you think about, like, you know, he sent nude pictures of himself, and apparently the Inquirer has that. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of them. Yeah, there's some nudies. Yep, there's some nudies in there. There's some, I was just saying off the air, too, no one should ever have to read someone else's text messages when they're flirting with someone or when they're declaring their love, because taken out of context,
it's so
just
embarrassing.
Oh, it's cringeworthy. It is really cringeworthy. Uh-huh. Now, if the texts are to be believed, he apparently hit on her at a party, and he knew her husband. And apparently the husband, who is an agent who represents, like, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and Michelle Williams and a lot of major talent, apparently he was completely blindsided by this affair. So there's some shrapnel here, so who knows? Maybe this will end up being like Shania Twain, and Mackenzie Bezos will get together with this white cell guy, and then who knows? But yeah,
it tells
so
you
we're
it's
gonna...
not Bezos' first affair if he's going after a married woman and starts hitting on her at a party.
Right.
That's not usually, oh, I just loved her so much I had to talk to her. No, that's I've done this before, and I go after the married ones.
Mm-hmm. And apparently Mackenzie, his wife, found out, she got suspicious of this affair when she read a flight manifest on his private jet, and it only listed Bezos and Lauren Sanchez as the passengers. At the time, I guess, I don't know how convincingly, but he said that it was just work-related. So, yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Kind of work.
Yeah. So I think the more stuff that comes out, the more contentious this divorce will end up being. And who do, I don't think that there's a prenup involved because they were together before they made any money.
Sucker.
So, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to be the divorce attorney there? Come on.
Oh, yes.
But under the circumstances, where's his residence? California? Where does he live? Where does he declare residency?
I don't know.
That's a question. I don't know.
It's not a 50-50 is going to be what happens for the most part. She'll get half of it and he'll get half of it. So what's so bad about being worth $64 billion?
I'm sure he can build it back up again.
Yeah.
If he wants to stay in that, you know, in that upper echelon of gazillionaires around the world. So.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Bezos, let's do some food news here on the DJV program. And I call your attention to the fact that Amazon owns Whole Foods, and they are gearing up to take over the old Sears and Kmart stores around the country. Apparently a bunch of Whole Food managers went to some sites of an old couple of old Kmart stores and tried to figure out how they could convert these stores, there are 400 or 500 of them, into Whole Foods stores, so Amazon can have more places that they can use as distribution points and also sell Whole Foods. So if you look, there's a map that's online of all the stores that have closed. Concentration of them in the, mostly the north, well, I guess the eastern part of the country more. So, and then around California, there are a ton of them. Texas, but they're, look at all of them in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, tons of them there. Some in Pennsylvania, Delaware, a bunch of them in southern New England, down in the Carolinas, Florida. So they'll have a more wide or broader way to do what they do, food and all the other things that Amazon is known for. I went on Amazon last night because I wanted to buy some corn silk, which is very good for urinary problems. Daisy had a little bit of a problem. So.
Oh, thank God. That was about the dog. I literally was like, oh, no, are we?
My name is not Jeff Bezos, and I'm not going to tell you about whether I...
Did anyone else get a little bit nervous there? I was like, oh, no.
Nice. Thanks, Victoria.
Okay. So corn silk is good for dogs with urinary problems.
Well, it's good for humans, too. It's good for humans, but it's just something that I was thinking about how much Amazon is into everybody's sphere. It really is pretty amazing. So, all right, that's that. The key to longevity announced this week. Another old timer has bitten the dust. Oldest living American was a lady named Lessie Brown. She passed away at the age of 114 this past week, and her family says the reason she lived to be 114 is because she had a sweet potato every single day of her life. Lived in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. She said it was God's will that she lived as long as she did, but her family thinks the sweet potato had something to do with it. How often do we... Sweet potatoes sort of remind me of pumpkin, and I'm not a big... Yellow stuff is really good for you, though. Eating yellow foods.
I love
foods.
Sweet potatoes.
Very yeah. good. If you can put enough butter on them and salt, it's okay. American
well,
diabetes...
good with enough butter and salt.
Yeah, exactly.
You've tasted... There's this whole craze now. I was at dinner the other night, and I came back around to thinking about cauliflower. Megan has a new recipe for cauliflower.
It, yeah.
And it's really very good. And I had some at this restaurant. It was wonderful. They combined it with broccoli in a particular way, some garlic, but it was really quite yummy, frankly. So anyway, talking about my diet, but the American Diabetes Association says sweet potatoes will not spike your blood sugar level. It's very fibrous, so it helps to regulate your weight. It'll leave you feeling full, lowers your cholesterol, keeps you regular, all those good things. And sometimes sweet potatoes contain up to 6 times your daily value of vitamin A, which is good for your eyes, for your bones, your immune function. The author of The Blue Zone Solution, Dan Butner, says the sweet potato is a go-to food. Some of the world's healthiest people eat a lot of sweet potatoes. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Your dietary advice from the DJV program. I noticed some things when it came to the traditions of eating things, New Year's celebrations and getting into, we're all thinking about better food and going on diets. I must have seen 14 commercials for Weight Watchers last night.
Is it more than ever right now?
They're all over the place. Oprah on her bicycle, everywhere.
Yeah,
and
it sort of
changed their logo and their approach to things.
Well, yeah, anyway, that's just Weight Watchers, but it just feels like every blog that I read, every email newsletter, because I just get a lot of stuff in my inbox every day from different sources, and it's everything is try this diet, don't try that diet. Jillian Michaels hates the keto diet, and then everybody's lashing out at her, including Al Roker. Like, it's so crazy. People are fighting about diets right now.
I don't even know what the keto diet is. I see it everywhere.
It's basically all high fat and protein and no carbs.
And
Andy Cohen, he does it too.
I don't know if you got into Andy, if you heard about it, but Jillian Michaels, who's the coach, former coach from The Biggest Loser, she was going off about how terrible the keto diet is for you on social media, and Andy Cohen was like, "You're terrible."
Yes, I saw that.
Not the keto diet that's terrible. You're terrible. So, yeah, everybody's fighting. But I think it's January. What else do you expect? People are looking to make changes. They're trying to cash in on their resolutions.
Here's what has become one of the new, quote-unquote, traditions, black-eyed peas and collard greens. The peas are bringing, some people think, luck and money. I thought that was interesting. Eat food.
That's what you're supposed to do on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. You're supposed to eat black-eyed peas,
Is that what it is?
Okay. Yep. And I think in New Orleans, it's red beans and rice.
So this brings you good luck through the year. Pomegranate is supposed to be good.
Yep. Yeah, we'll
check this out on the cream pairing.
This is all on New Year's Day, and if after that, then it doesn't really matter.
It's very interesting how a lot of people, we've gotten onto this pomegranate thing. The person I was with the other night had a pomegranate martini.
Yum.
And she asked me to taste it, and I did, and it was actually pretty fruity. I only had a sip because I'm not good when it comes to that stuff, but I thought the pomegranate was interesting how you can mix it up. A lot of people, can you imagine pomegranate filling in a donut? How about that?
That's delicious.
That'll be good.
You just made me
pomegranate
really hungry.
In everything now.
Yeah, it is. Right. Yeah, who would have thought it would be in a martini, though? All right. Let's think about something else as far as the food department is concerned. Doritos setting the snack aisle on fire these days with the release of their latest new flavor, pretty bold, Doritos Flamin' Hot Nacho. Andy Solomon has some pretty hot news for us.
Doritos is at it again with their all-new Flamin' Hot Nacho. For the first time on a tortilla chip nationwide, the new flavor offers a combination of the popular hot and spicy flavor of Flamin' Hot and the timeless flavor of original nacho cheese. Here's Leslie Vesper for Frito-Lay.
Doritos Flamin' Hot Nacho is a new, unique flavor that gives fans the essence of the original Doritos nacho cheese with a Flamin' Hot kick we know snackers love. We're excited to bring together two of our most popular flavors for the new year.
What makes Doritos Flamin' Hot Nacho so exciting?
Flamin' Hot Nacho is Doritos' latest push into the hot and spicy food category, one of the fastest growing segments in the food industry. Flamin' Hot Nacho's taste experience starts with the original nacho cheese flavor fans know and love, followed by a kick of heat that continues to build.
Flamin' Hot Nacho Doritos are available on store shelves nationwide today. For more information, please visit Doritos.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off. Plus, save up to 40% on select HP printers. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/12/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember for obvious reasons. If you know what Prevagen does, it improves your memory. It's now available in stores pretty much everywhere. I was thinking about an experience that I had this week. You know, we all spend a lot of time working. We work together and then we work alone through the day. And the other day I got caught up on something I'd seen on my bank statement, a charge to Sirius XM. I canceled my Sirius XM last August because the car I had it in, I sold and got another car. It doesn't have Sirius XM, so I canceled. But what I didn't know is that along with my subscription to Sirius when I bought the other car 2 years ago, came a bonus. But they said a bonus was a couple of things that you could put in your house that you could use Sirius XM, and they were charging me. It was free to begin with the first 4 months, and then they started charging me, and I didn't pay attention because the price was the same whether you had the car or and the house or the car by itself. So when I canceled the car, they continued to charge me for the house, and yet it was supposed to be free. I was on the phone for 45 minutes with them. It was an outrage to the point where I think I wouldn't use Sirius again. Somebody was in who knows where, some country in Asia, didn't understand half of what I was saying, and the way they treated me was just outrageous. So be aware of that if you're signed up to subscribe to Sirius XM. Look out. 10 before the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Visit with Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website is a fabulous place to keep up to date on what's going on in the world of new cars and the recalls, all that sort of thing. All the information you need about your car is at rautoexpert.com. So before we get to CES, which is I know where you are, and talk about what the new gizmos and gadgets will be with new cars, what do you make of Ford adding a million vehicles to that recall of the Takata airbags? Is this thing ever going to end?
Well, that's my thought. My first thing was, why now? Why is it taking so long for them to do this? So the first companies that used Takata airbags started to make the recall a couple of years ago,
yeah.
And Ford didn't seem to be part of it. But the sad part is, if you live in southern states where it's humid and hot, you have a higher chance of malfunctioning airbags. If you live in anywhere that's cooler and not so moist, you're pretty safe. But get them changed as soon as possible. And again, this is another thing. Ford trying to become solvent, make sure they're above the line and they're in the black. And this is another thing, just to push them more towards being in the red.
Yep. All right. And I have to get this take before we do the CES review of Harley Davidson introducing an electric motorcycle. Who the hell would want a Harley Davidson? Even if you put an artificial noise maker on it, who would want an electric Harley Davidson?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Harley, well known for their noise, their loudness. The thing is with this, I guess I'm split in the two minds. I love the big roaring bikes which I ride. It's a lot of fun. It makes, you know, the connection between you and the bike is where it's all about. But the other thing is, too, anything electric goes super fast, super quick. And the acceleration, the changing through the gears that you have when you have a gas motorcycle, with an electric, there is only one gear, and it goes fast really quick. And I like that part. I'm not sure I like the electric part, but I sure as heck like going fast.
Yeah, a quicker way to kill yourself. Nice going there, Milo. Nick. All right, the CES, total takeover of Las Vegas, 4,500 exhibiting companies, new technology. What about the auto world and like-minded businesses? What do you see there that is exciting you?
Some really cool stuff. A lot of it just conceptual. Talking about bikes, I know this will probably be upsetting to you, but BMW is showing off a riderless motorcycle. I thought at first, well, yeah, right, we have enough traffic on the road, right? Why do we want a bike that rides itself? Well, the truth is we're just showing off how it can be autonomous on its own. Yeah. The great thing about this is it's not really the autonomous part. The fact that it's much safer, right? So the bike now cannot go down. You can avoid accidents. And a lot of times riders end up putting the bike down because they can't control it. Well, this bike doesn't allow you to get into that situation, which I think is absolutely fantastic. A lot of conceptual stuff, Doug, that you or I are never going to be interested in. Wearing goggles in the car so you can see more than you can see without them. I'm not sure I'm copacetic with that. Or it does show you things you can't see out of your range of view, which is kind of nice, like pedestrians who are hiding behind bushes are going to leap out in front of you. The goggles will pick those out. It's called invisible-to-visible technology. The one thing that I guess made my mouth drop a little bit was the new Bell. You know, Bell make the helicopters. They have a Bell Nexus there, which is the first flying car. Oh, we've seen lots of people come up with the idea of flying cars. It adds a whole different dimension of danger and complexity to traveling to work every morning. But the cool thing about this one is it's actually scheduled to join the Uber Air fleet. So they're saying it will be in fleets in maybe 5 years.
Uber Air? Is that like you're not going to have to be in an Uber car? You're going to be able to be carried around in a helicopter or something? I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, that's the plan. It's sort of very conceptual at this point. They've been doing a lot of tests, but there's no real plan to deploy it anywhere. Although, being in Las Vegas, you get the opportunity to ride up and down the strip in these autonomous cars, which I thought I'd really, really hate. But you know something? Not having a guy who sits in the front seat shouting to his friend on the phone the whole trip was really pleasurable.
All right, so high-end, low-end, these technological breakthroughs that you've seen, cars all across the spectrum adding some of this stuff, or that's the plan, or that's the idea, or that's the excitement, what is it?
Yeah, so there's everything, right? One of the things that I saw, which is not very exciting but is super useful, is Toyota introducing their Guardian system, which is basically looks all around the car, sees if an accident's going to happen, plans for the accident, and then avoids it. This is the only system, Doug, I've ever seen that actually speeds up to get out of a situation. So you see someone drifting into your lane in front of you, it'll speed up to move out of the lane and get away from that driver. And the cool thing about this Toyota system, they're not being selfish, they're not putting it in all their cars. They're actually willing to share it with any other automaker that wants the system, because if we can get this in all cars, it'll make things much safer.
Nick Miles.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.